tell us about who you are and what was your life like before you even thought about a lung transplant?
Sure. So I'll give you the story of my adult life, so to speak. So after graduating from college at Clemson University in finance and accounting, also picked up a CPA license both in North and South Carolina. I started my career in healthcare, so large healthcare systems, worked in corporate accounting, corporate finance, also worked in strategic planning business development for a couple of health systems. And prior to coming to UNC in 2007, I was working at the University of Kentucky healthcare. So my wife and I have been married 23 years. We have four daughters. Throughout my career, so 20-year career, I'd never had a sick day. I've been healthy and fit my entire adult life, again, committed to that exercise and eating healthy, never smoked, and again, active. And our family was very active and healthy. So in terms of health encounters, I really had no encounter other than my professional life. So I looked at healthcare through the lens of data and new patients and patients in my family, but it was foreign to me to even think about being sick. So if you move all the way up to 2013, I had no sign or symptom of anything and had not been to a doctor in many years, didn't have a primary care physician at the time.
And then boom.
Yes. Well, the boom was more subtle. For me, my first remembrance of an issue was a subtle cough that didn't seem to go away. It was dry. So the onset was sort of an incessant cough, and I can't even remember the specific dates as to when it got bad enough for me to notice, but my wife and daughters noticed it. And I said, well, it's probably just allergies. So we're in mid to late December, or mid to late 2013. And my wife and daughter said, you need to go see a doctor. I said, I'm fine. It wasn't affecting my workouts. It wasn't affecting my work at the time. I could take some cough suppressants and get through the day or get through a meeting or presentations. So in December of 2013, that's when I started waking my wife up coughing, and she said, enough's enough. You need to see somebody. And there started the hunt for a primary care physician. And I went to see one of our primary care physicians at UNC, and I didn't know what I was getting into at the time. He asked me, when's the last time you've seen a physician? And I said, well,
when I was five.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. I said, I do get my annual flu shots, but other than that, I don't see it. So he gave me the surprise of the full Monty physical exam at the time. And as he assessed me, he said it probably is just allergies. So we started with allergy medication. So again, we're in 2014, maybe the beginning of the year. I try allergy medication for about a month, and I said, this isn't helping at all. I'm having to still take cough medicine. I'm coughing now throughout the day. No shortness of breath, and not affecting me in any other way. And he said, well, you might have adult onset asthma. So we actually tried some inhalers at that point. That didn't help relieve anything either. And he began to get suspect. And this is where I really value the role of the primary care physician and really doing his due diligence. He went ahead and did an in-office spirometry test, so a breathing test, to see how my lung function was. And by this point, I could tell I might have lost a little bit in the gym, but I attributed it to my geriatric phase of life, or what I felt like I was moving into, sort of an older phase, and maybe I'm just going through some issues. Well,
how old are you?
I'm 47 years
so
old.
So geriatric, yeah.
Yeah, not
the
quite.
Tender
no.
age of,
yes.
of 44, 45. Doesn't
I like
make
to think,
a lot of sense.
I thought I was aging in dog years at that point. But and plus having new kids at home, maybe that was a part of the reason, lack of sleep and so forth. But he does a spirometry test, and he says, Andy, it looks like you've lost some lung function, and maybe down to 90%, 80%. And he said, I'm going to send you in for a chest x-ray. So right after the chest x-ray, probably within an hour, he calls, and he says, Andy, you've got some scarring, it looks like, around your alveolar tissue or tissue in the lungs. He said, looks like you probably have an interstitial lung disease. And he went on to explain, this is really a broad spectrum of lung diseases, over 200.
And how quickly did you, in your healthcare role, quickly start Googling what that was?
Yes, that's a part of my professional life is triaging clinical cohorts and understanding them. So as you as a physician, if you give me a diagnosis or a condition or a procedure, then oftentimes it's up to me to understand as much as I can, the nuances and the mechanisms and so forth. So I started reading a lot about interstitial lung disease, and I knew it was a broad spectrum. And since my only symptom was a dry cough, it's not that I was in denial. I just thought, well, I could have this the rest of my life and be okay, is what I thought. And at this point, though, is when I go to see a specialist. Dr. Lobo put me through a lot of tests, in-chamber pulmonary function tests, and then ultimately I went to get a high-resolution CT scan, and that was enough to confirm a diagnosis. And, I distinctly remember him mentioning the words idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and not a Latin scholar, but I knew enough to know that idiopathic didn't sound good to me. It sounded like we don't know what we're doing and where things are, and I could piece together the other parts, the other